I wanted to talk a little bit about preventing collateral damage. Now, this virus causes many problems, in society, and I think probably the greatest of this is fear. And if you're working in the hospital or working with the public, this is very, very, very easy to perceive in the patients and members of the general public, and the looks in the faces and their actions and the way that they behave. And it's easy for us. Of course, we're all afraid. And what I say every morning. And one thing, a message that I want to impart is whatever you do in your day to day, just be safe and take all the requisite precautions that you can. But we can play our little part in preventing the collateral damage that comes with this, and we can do this by reducing the fear and anxiety that's just prevalent in the population. It's long been recognized that eye contact is important in interviews and in interactions with people, and I think at this time, it's so much more important than ever because quite often the eyes are the only things that especially our patients are seeing. So, and patients can see fear. You can see through a surgical mask, for example, if someone's smiling at you or angry with you, they can see that in your eyes. They can sense the fear. If you have it, they can also sense the peace. We know that we reflect our behavior on other people and vice versa. So when you're in the company of someone who's angry or anxious, your behavior may change to be angry or share in the person's anxiety. Similarly, if you're with someone who's happy and peaceful, their peace pervades and you sense it as well. Things like eye contact, smiling, shaking hands, hugging, going as far as lovemaking are all facets of recognition of our shared sameness, really, at a subconscious level. And that's why, I mean, not all of these are relevant, but eye contact, especially at this moment in time with the general population, is really important. So do try to smile. And even in the midst of everything that's going on, you will have moments of happiness where you appreciate beauty or appreciate the presence of a loved one. So allow it. Don't feel guilty about having those moments of peace and happiness. You're entitled to it. Don't feel guilty about it. There's nothing to feel guilty about. If you're happy, then that happiness infects everyone around you. So there's nothing to feel guilty about. So allow it. Allow it to happen when it arises, if it arises. It does arise. We have moments in every day moments of love and beauty. They arise every day. We just need to be sensitive to them. We just need to be aware of them. And we can only be aware of them by taking our attention off these pesky thoughts. At any moment, we have this precious gift called attention. And at any moment, we can direct our attention to anything that we want. You weren't aware of your feet right now. Similarly, although you cannot stop thoughts from arising, you can be as inattentive to them as you were to your feet. You just need to direct your attention elsewhere. Meditation, if anything, helps us to train our attention, helps us to create a space between the person, between the thoughts that are arising and the person to whom they're arising to. And that space is very important. It makes you less reactive to situations and discussions and conversations and arguments. And that space makes you more responsive. But you don't need to meditate to be able to access the peace that meditation just points to, the peace that's available at every moment, just by taking your attention off your thoughts and bringing it to the moment. Becoming present, aware of everything around you. The seamless totality. The sights, sounds, smells, they're not separate, they're all one. Seamless totality. No borders between any of them. Take your attention off your thoughts. Give it to all your perceptions around you. To bring yourself to that place of peace, just ask yourself, am I aware? And go to the experience of being aware. And just stay there. You can ask this question as often as you want. Sometimes the clouds of thoughts can be so thick and you can get so caught up and become unaware, but you never truly become unaware. Your attention's just been diverted. So if you do get caught up in a cloud of thoughts, get carried away, but you recognize it, just ask yourself, who's the thinker of these thoughts? And that will quieten the mind. And thoughts will arise again. they'll have less ability to take you away from this piece. This piece, this is always available. Always yours. Imperturbable by anything that's happening around it, but aware of everything that's happening around it. Like your breath, it doesn't come and go. In your day, as often as you can, just ask yourself the question, am I aware? Go to the experience of being aware and stay there. This is the simplest meditation practice, because there is never one moment in our conscious lives that we're never not aware, but being aware of being aware is the highest meditation. In the Vedantic tradition of Hinduism, the tradition in which I was raised, this practice is known as Atma Vichara. The mind can't grasp its simplicity, and it believes that meditation should be a complicated practice, something that requires years of dedication, renunciation, living in isolation. But the highest meditation is just to go back to being the presence of awareness. Just go back and ask the question, am I aware? And just stay there. And that's all you have to do. Thank you very much for watching, and I hope you infect everybody around you with this peace that is at the core of all of us. Thank you.